Commission meeting. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2019. 7:04 p.m. We are at the Community Recreation Center in Cedar Hills. First item is public comment. Do we have any comments from the public at this time? Seeing no one here, I will close that section and move on to approval of the minutes from the July 10th, 2019 Special Planning Commission meeting. Were there any comments or concerns or anything with those notes? I will entertain a motion.
I move that we approve the minutes from the special meeting of July 10th, 2019.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great. All right. Review recommendation and public hearing on amendments to City Code to Title 10, Chapter 5-5, related to driveways.
Okay, are you going to actually do the open and close of the public hearing?
I will. We'll have the introduction.
So staff would like to remind the commission to consider amending Code 10-5-5 as to include residential driveways approach and front setback area. In the past, staff has received multiple requests to be able to extend these driveway areas and driveway approaches. These requests come from residents that would like to extend these driveway approaches items such as strip car garages, additional parking areas, possible parking for ADU apartments, or be able to access the parking and recreational vehicles to the sides of their homes. It would just allow them more flexibility. Currently, the city design standards, which was sent to you, calls out that our maximum driveway approach would be 20 feet. Typically, there's a lot of currently driveways that have third car garages that have already extended these. We just want to include it verbiage wise into the city code. We would also like to include in the language secondary driveway to be included into this. By including this language, it would allow residents the option to extend their driveway access and or include a secondary driveway on their lot. Extending this driveway area would require to be 30 foot max, and then they would have to meet a 50% landscaping on the front yard area. Then on the secondary, they would be required to do conditions for width, spacing, landscaping for interior and corner lots. So on the side and the corner in the front, they would still have to meet that 50% landscaping. Okay. Is there any questions?
Well, let's open the public hearing, I guess. I see no one from the public here. Are we sure? We have one person who can make a comment if you desire.
I'm just
all right, we'll close the public hearing section of that. All right, let's talk verbiage.
Okay, so on 10.5.5, what we have done on the development required setback areas, on section C, the front setback areas, the language on this would still stay the same as a driver leading to a properly located garage or parking area, providing for the making possible of parking of automobiles. The original language on A has not been changed. It should go down to 5A, but it's simply been moved down. And then we've included section B and C, which, of course, the C is the secondary driveway, which is with condition. Secondary driveway width shall not exceed 24 feet. The spacing between driveways should be at least 10 feet between the main driveway and the secondary driveway approach, and then the approach would have to be a minimum of 10 feet wide, which would stay with our development standards, which is a minimum of 10 feet. Corner lots, again, would have to meet that 50% front and side yard setback. Is there any questions or comments?
Did
there anywhere in the ordinance that limits the number of secondary driveways?
No, we don't have any language that addresses the secondary driveway.
I'm not sure how the other commissioners feel, but I don't think the intent would be to have more than one secondary driveway.
Two total drives.
So it would be two total drives. So we do not show as the maximum number of driveways should be two.
That's a good point. You could, I guess, construe the reading on this to mean you could have multiple secondary driveways, as long as you make your 50%.
And did you say that was a minimum of that? Got to this code, between two driveways?
Yeah, so a minimum of 10 feet between the two driveways. So in this would allow, so they don't have a 30-foot driveway approach, and then you have another allowance of 24 feet. I mean, that's be 54 feet.
What is the driveway? You have a circular driveway, say in a front yard, that comes up, doesn't actually lead to a garage. But then they have a driveway kind of next to it that goes into the garage. So would you consider that the primary driveway, a secondary driveway?
I would consider the primary driveway is that leading to a property located within a garage, is what I would say would be the primary driveway.
If you have a circular, you're saying it's still two cuts. Yeah. One that comes up and arcs, and the same first one that goes in, it's still two sidewalk cuts.
Well, it would be two sidewalk cuts. Okay. So that's a good point.
Right.
Because that would allow for a circular driveway and then your primary driveway. So technically, that would be three cuts.
Exactly.
Unless the one with the circular only was one cut, that could be possible too, if they're connected. The circular driveway.
But then there wouldn't be the minimum of 10 feet, so that's what I'm wondering. Which way do you want it? Three cuts or no minimum between it's a circular driveway?
I'm not sure three cuts is possible under seven. Because the language of seven says circular driveway is shall lead to the garage.
Yeah, it says you can have a circular, but only if you have a garage.
You're correct.
I mean, I agree that would be a little bit much to have.
Right.
But I don't think that circular, not leading to the garage, permitted under seven.
I just wonder, I mean, I haven't seen three circular driveway in the city, but are there any that don't?
So we do have one over on Mesquite.
Yes.
As you come up Mesquite, there's one there. There are some in the city that are circular driveways. Like I say, there's not a lot, but we do have some.
Where that house was, that was did the wedding reception to one of the bed and breakfast. There's, I guess technically, it's a circular drive.
Yes, it is.
That goes all the way around back the property, but they don't have a sidewalk.
I just don't think that's covered. That's right.
It's
down
4,000. Right. So that would be something that we would have to take into consideration if we want to separate the two, where they would have to meet that 10-foot setbacks, or we would include those together, or 10-foot distance between those, the driveways. Because on that particular instance, I don't believe there is that. There's the circular, and then there's two rows that would be back to that.
I've seen it. Actually, the only concern I have is just the wording on number three there, C3. Corner lots containing a secondary driveway shall not exceed 50% of the combined total for front yard and side yard areas adjacent to a street. Kind of sounds like the corner lots shall not exceed 50%.
Correct.
Well, not corner lot driveways exceeding 50%. It sounds like corner lots can't exceed 50%. It doesn't say drives in there again. So
drives on corner lots.
It's just grammar.
Okay.
Being kind of a.
No, that's fine.
Because the corner lot sounds like it's not a lot.
Yes. So I would say corner lot secondary driveways shall not exceed 50 feet. Or lots with this.
Driveways located on corner lots.
Driveways located on corner lots. Yes.
So driveways located on corner lots shall not exceed 50% front or side yard landscaping.
No.
No. I think I say landscape plan.
50% of the.
Of the total area.
Total area in the front and side yards.
Yeah.
Total area, front and side yards.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, read that back then, make sure we got it.
Okay. The maximum width of a residential driveway approach shall not exceed 30 feet. Driveways located on corner lots shall not exceed 50% of the total area in front and yard, excuse me, front and side yard. Landscaping.
Wait, where are you putting landscape?
At the very end.
You're talking about C3, right?
I'm talking about C3.
You're just talking about C3.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me. So we would propose to read, secondary driveways located on the corner lot shall not exceed 50% of the total area of front and yard side setbacks.
Combined.
C3.
So I think, back to my original point, I think I would recommend adding in C after the colon, one secondary driveway may be allowed in residential areas of the following.
Instead of A, say
instead
one.
Instead of A, just one.
I like that. Yeah, one word change, and we're good.
Yeah.
Is staff okay with that?
Yeah, I'm still trying to decide on the circular driveway one. So it does present a little bit of an issue. These were taken from Draper and Warren City, some of these verbiage on these,
mm-hmm.
Between this. 24 feet is quite bad for a secondary drive. I didn't know if you wanted to stay with that or to be able to reduce that. You can reduce that as well.
Why?
Let's just look at the width of this table. How long are these tables? 8 feet?
I think they're probably 8 feet.
Yeah.
8 feet. So that would be 3 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This
would be this whole length.
The secondary, okay.
For so secondary, that's pretty wide.
It is wide.
That's
That was the verbiage that came out of Draper and Warren's for secondary drive. Now, our original maximum for the specification, right, design specifications is only 20. So we can reduce that to do a little bit smaller on that.
So 7B says circular drive shall not be over 16.
Over 16 feet.
That's the drives themselves, not the cut. You can have a little bit wider cut than the drive itself, it's a narrow one.
We're talking about the width of the same drive. I see 24 feet. I see one.
Yeah, you're just contrasting it down here with this circular drive. Yeah, okay.
We personally, in my mind, the secondary drive is.
Yeah.
And it would be the one, these two tables.
I couple minutes.
Yeah, right, so.
The cut by our house is 20, and it's for a two-car garage, the full, yeah, it's. What are you thinking, 16, 20?
I would go 20.
I'd be good.
Is that C1, is going to 20?
That would be C1, so the width of the secondary driveway shall not exceed 20 feet.
I'm just trying to, someone was pulling a truck and a fifth wheel or something.
To back it in, yes. Yeah, but it's a lot of space, 20 feet's a lot of space.
Typically, parking space is 10 by 20 anyway, so you're gonna meet that anyway for two parking, additional parking spaces.
Yeah. And a 20-foot cut still gets you two more spaces.
It does. And we do have, you know, some of our streets here are quite small and are restricted. The whole appearance is we don't want the whole front yard to look as a cement.
Parking lot.
So we do want to keep that 50% landscaping.
So, have a question?
Yeah, go ahead, I have a question too.
Digging stuff up here. So, if you look down at the list, 7, A, B, C, D, E.
Yes.
Where it's numbered, looking further, it only applies to circular drives, the 7.
Right, right.
What do those requirements apply to? All the drives? Or maybe they don't matter?
One of the things that we've come across with a circular driveway, and I'm gonna be specific on the one on Mesquite. If you go down to 7D, driveway areas are not to be used for the parking or storage of trailers, campers. And the reason being is that he's got two frontages on that particular lot, and he's access both areas. So within that, what's called a clear vision area, we want to not block that clear vision area, and this is what specifically outlines for a circular driveway would address this. Passengers may park in front of assuming this is provided all units on private property. So this is older code, and it would be more specific to residents such as the what is it down on 4,000?
I don't know what it's called.
The villa.
Tuscany villa.
The villa.
Villa.
So those type of driveways that would come off the same frontage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So as I'm reading 7D and D, D says you can't use the drives for the parking or storage of certain vehicles.
Right.
But the drive may be used to park automobiles.
Correct.
That's what E says. There's keeping motorhomes, trailers, boats, and such.
Well, typically a recreational vehicle is gonna be a higher profile.
Absolutely. I understand the reasoning, but those two caveats are under circular drives.
Correct.
I don't see anything here on regular drives, the same kinds of rules.
So if you go back in the zoning regulations,
yes.
So it lays out, so if for say typical R111, it will say off-street parking. If you go down to D3, it'll say parking of recreational vehicles, boats, trailer, etc. is permitted with the optional enclosure area or in a private driveway or directly adjacent to a garage driveway on an approved surface. So it does call out.
There are restrictions on that in the zone.
There are in each zone.
All right.
I'm questioning, like, why would the LDA park such vehicles on a regular street driveway rather than a curb? And you can't do it on a curb.
Sir?
Curb driveway, because that's where you have what's called a driveway, their vision area as well.
That's just okay.
Yeah, and basically this is a safety hazard. You want to keep those areas clear. for any type of pedestrian or oncoming traffic.
Okay.
Okay, the question I have.
Yes.
Do you remember what I'm trying to mean? I don't think there was additional cutout. The new driveway that was poured in our neighborhood?
Yes.
It didn't have a large cutout, just additional cut.
They just added more cement, yes.
Okay, got it. Because it like doubled the space, almost, the driveway.
Was it back behind the sidewalk?
Behind the sidewalk.
Behind the sidewalk. Now, we don't have any restrictions that prohibit to extend behind the sidewalk. This is mainly for the driveway approach that they're able to extend.
As long as they maintain the 50%.
Correct.
Which is being pushed on that lot.
Okay.
It's close.
And we've had an example on Oak Road, we had a resident that wanted to do, extend behind the sidewalk. Problem was that his original driveway went down, and then he wanted to go straight in. And then there was a retaining wall right there, so he's not able to access that. One of the problems that we have with that is residents will be able to put those metal plates, which we don't allow. And the reason being is in the wintertime, when our snow plows go out, if they hit those, it becomes quite a safety hazard, not only for our vehicles, but for neighboring properties. If they hit that, it's shooting to the neighboring property.
Yeah.
So we want to avoid that by giving this option for our residents.
Okay.
Do we have additional discussion? All right, I will entertain the motion. You're brave, Dorian, thank you. Can you go?
I have not.
So the modification suggested would be to C3, would be driveways located on corner lots shall not exceed 50% total area of front and side yard setback combined, and then C on secondary driveways to exclude a secondary driveway to one secondary.
Modifications as so.
And changes, yes. Excuse me, and on C1 from 24 feet to 20 feet.
And that's in the record, so state modifications as stated.
Okay. I move that we recommend the proposed amendments and see the vote. Municipal Code 10-5-5 relating to the development of required setback area, required yard area, as stated, modifications regarding the width.
Section C.
Section C. It would be Section C from A driveway, secondary driveway.
From A secondary driveway to front
two.
To one. Secondary driveway.
C1. Width of the secondary driveway.
The width of the secondary driveway from 24 feet to 20 feet. And the combined from a corner lot secondary driveway, they shall not exceed 50% of the lot.
So specifically, it was driveways located on corner lots shall not exceed 50% of the total area of front and side yard setback.
That's just
excellent. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Excellent. Then we have review recommendation of public hearing on amendments to City Code Title 10, Chapter 5-9, related to recreational vehicles and mobile homes.
Okay. So this particular one on 10-5-9, it was recommended by our city attorney to clean up the language on this particular one. By doing so, it would strike slash and or out of the verbiage on this. The reason being is that we don't want this to be confusing. This one should be covered by the zoning map and to use the same human application. So it's basically we just need to bring that out.
So the entire edit is striking slash or.
Slash or.
Discussion? I will entertain a motion. Oh, no, I can't. We have public hearing. We'll open the public hearing. Public, anything to say on this?
I just noticed this. We're looking at it, and it makes everyone kind of illegal with the or, and otherwise you have to meet both conditions before you're illegal. Or makes basically any recreational vehicle potentially illegal. I mean, that's silly interpretation, but literally that's where you could ride.
Excellent.
Yes, some people read this code. So thank you for your diligent efforts. Clearly none of you approve this.
All right. With no other comments from the public, we'll close the public hearing portion. Now, any discussions?
No, I
questions?
Great.
I would move that we recommend the proposed amendments to series section 10-9 related to recreational vehicles and mobile homes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Great.
So, thank you.
Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? We stand adjourned.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. Sorry we put you through the ringer and
no,
not a little bit with the wording, but.
No, makes good code.